Unofficial Millers.co.uk.
Now we get hundreds, I mean hundreds of emails every day from Radio 1 Online. People filling in the random act of kindness form. We get so many, but I think today we've picked someone out that really, really deserves something quite good to happen to them. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott.
Right, so who's this about then?
About my son, Jordan.
Okay, and tell me why he deserves a random act of kindness.
Because he's been through so much in his wee life. His parents, we got divorced when he was a wee baby, and he's been through a lot with through court things and all that. Then recently this year, he's been diagnosed with having cerebral palsy. So it was a bit of a shock to get to 10 years of age to be told that. So he's just done lots of physio, and he's just taken it all in the stride. And I haven't been well myself, and although you try to hide it from him, he just knows when you're not well, and he would go to the cupboard and get you a couple of headache tablets, and he's been through so much. Just a wee sweet, wee, really, really good wee boy.
So he's been quite brave through all of this, really?
He has. He's been very, very good, and he's just taken everything in his stride, and although it's hard, he can't join in with the football. Well, he joins in, but he's not that good, and he tries his best, and he just knows there's a lot worse off in him, and he's just taken it all so well.
And he's a real support to you as well?
Oh, yes, he's wonderful.
Okay.
Last week, I really wasn't feeling well, and I was trying to hide it from him. I'm driving home in the car, he says, "Mum, you go into the kitchen, I want a surprise for you." I went in the kitchen and stayed there, and he told me to come out, and I come out, and he went and got a quilt and put it in the settee and put on the radio and lit the candles and the living room for me to lie down. He's just my wee best friend in the whole wide world, and he's just a pet.
Oh, bless.
I don't know where he gets it from.
So you've not been too well lately either, no?
No, I'm going to hospital tomorrow for an operation. I've been having a lot of headaches, so I'm going to hospital tomorrow, and he's got that to deal with now too.
And how's he dealing with that?
Oh yeah, he seems to be okay so far. Yeah, he listens to Chris Moyles in the morning, Scott Mills in the afternoon, and that keeps his sense of humour going.
So he's a Radio 1 fan, is he?
Oh, big time. He just loves it. I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. He just loves it. Every morning, every night, just loves it. And he's bought himself a wee headphones, which he listens to in bed.
To Radio 1?
Yeah, always. He wants to be a Radio 1 DJ someday, so he wants
really?
Her job.
Okay. How old is he now?
He's 10.
Oh, God.
So you're safe for a while.
It won't be long. Okay. So Jordan sounds like he really does deserve a random act of kindness.
Oh, definitely. He's been through it all, and he's such a wee star, and he always keeps his sense of humour. Deserves it.
Okay. Where's Jordan right now?
He's at his grand's house.
Okay, good. Right, I think there's something we can do, Emma.
Okay.
Wait there. We'll give him a call in a minute.
Thank you.
Afternoon, this is Scott. So we've been talking to Emma about her 10-year-old son. His name is Jordan. And Emma says that if anyone deserves a random act of kindness, it's definitely him. His parents divorced when Jordan was really young, and he had to go through the courts and went through a lot there, obviously. And earlier this year, he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, but he's taken everything in his stride. Emma herself, as well, hasn't been doing too well recently. And despite not being too well herself, Jordan looks after his mum all the time. So basically, Jordan's had a real tough life so far. He's only 10, but he's a total star. And his mum just wants him to know that and know that she's so proud of him. And Emma, you think Jordan really deserves a random act of kindness, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Shall we give Jordan a call?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's do it. So Jordan's at his granny's house at the moment, and we're going to call him on his mobile.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Is that Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan, do you know who this is?
No.
Right, let me just talk for a bit and see if you can recognise who I am, okay?
Okay.
All right, Treacle.
Got Mills?
How do you know that?
Because I listen to your show every day.
Okay. Hello. It's quite weird that I'm calling you, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Bit surprised?
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm calling you?
No.
No idea at all?
Nope.
Is it not a bit strange to hear from me, maybe, though, on an afternoon like this?
Yeah, it is.
And you've no idea why I might be ringing you?
No.
You do listen to Radio 1 a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Who are your favourites on Radio 1?
You and Chris Moyles.
Oh, thanks. What about Chappers?
Yeah, he's good too.
All right, listen. The reason I'm calling you, okay, would you like to know?
Yeah, please.
Your mum has been on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And your mum thinks that you are the best son in the whole world. Did you know that?
No.
That's right, isn't it, Mum?
No, definitely. John, you're just a great wee boy, darling, and we're so proud of you. You've come through so much. And you've just got a great sense of humour, and we're so proud because you're such a great boy, and you've taken care of me whenever I haven't been well, even when you haven't been well. Just keep it up, pet. Just keep your chin up.
Do you want to say anything to your mum?
Just that she's the best mum that I could ever have.
Why is she the best mum?
She's just really nice to me, and...
I think it's quite nice that she got in contact with us, though, because she really thinks she deserves something special.
Okay.
Shall I tell you what it is?
Yeah, please.
Have you ever been to London before?
Once.
What did you do?
I went around looking at all the attractions and everything.
Didn't come to Radio 1, though, did you?
No.
You know Radio 1's in London?
Yeah.
And as you're such a big fan of Radio 1?
Yeah.
Maybe we thought you'd like to come and see us?
That'd be great.
We're going to fly you and your mum over here, right?
Yeah.
And we'll put you in a nice hotel.
Okay.
And she can do some shopping.
Okay.
And then you can come and visit us all here at Radio 1.
Well, thanks.
And you can come and sit in on our show. And maybe you could be chappers for a day if you really want to be.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How's that sound?
That sounds really, really good. Thank you.
That's all right. Don't thank me. Thank your mum, please. She was the one that got in touch with me. So speak to her.
Thank you, mum.
Oh, I love you lots, Pet. I really do.
Mum, I love you lots and lots.
I love you too, Pet.
Right, listen, Jordan.
Yeah?
We will see you very soon, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you carry on looking after your mum, okay?
Okay. Radio 1.